It's obviously hard watching her, but I will, you know, after, you know, I'm on the radio with you today, I will head back to the AOC. Was kind enough to be able to help me out with some flights, and I'm able to meet Jen in Singapore, and then we'll go from Singapore to Melbourne together and then quarantine together. And I think she's able to go for surgery while she's in quarantine. So that'll be really good to, you know, be able to be by her side. And after that surgery, yeah, she will be wheelchair bound for a while. And, yeah, I'll just be in full husband mode trying to, you know, do what I can and you know, get her through those initial first couple of months, which will be, you know, a huge adjustment.
How has she been in the days afterwards? It's still pretty raw, I can imagine.
Super raw. And it's more when, you know, she spoke to Jared on radio the other day. She speaks to Jason on TV now, and it's like when she just goes through it and relives it, it's still so raw that she just can't help but be emotional. But, you know, that will get better in time. It just will take a little bit. But what will help is getting the surgery done and then having a bit more of a plan, and then you can kind of start to work out some time frames, albeit they will be loose time frames, but you can start to work out when you might be able to start walking again, start running again. And then you get excited with that whole new challenge. So that will come. It will just take, yeah. The grieving period will probably last for a little bit longer, though.
Just a couple to finish off on Jen. So to clarify, she's getting both Achilles repaired on when she comes back to Australia?
Yeah, so traditionally her left Achilles has been the bad one. It's got a massive, it's called a Haglund's deformity. It's where the bone spur just keeps growing and growing and growing from irritation. So that's always been an issue, and that got a bit ugly in the few weeks before the Olympics, which made her put more pressure through her right side, and then essentially putting pressure through the right side, she's ended up rupturing the right Achilles in the race. So she'll repair the right one, reattach it to her heel, reattach the Achilles to her heel, and then while they're at it, she'll go and shave that bone down on the left side. To just so when she can start back up in however many months' time, like it could be a year, when she starts up, hopefully she'll have two brand new Achilles or as close to it. There's no use fixing the one that ruptured and then she starts back up again and the left one's still got that big lump on it and it's still sore. So if she's going to have a big layoff, you may as well get everything done at the one time.
And then, so has she allowed herself much to think about long term? It might be a dangerous place to go, I don't know, because of the emotion and being swept up in everything that's happened. But has she thought about long term, or is she not even considering that at the moment?
She has, and I actually think that's important. If you don't let yourself get excited or think about the future, it can be doom and gloom. Because you just think, oh, that's it, that's my last race, I'm never going to another Olympics, I'm never going to run another step competitively again. So I think it's important to actually have goals. The goalpost might get shifted along the way with time frames, but initially I think it is actually really important to, you know, to have a loose goal in mind of what you want to do and when you can come back, because it can kind of keep you sane and keep you happy and motivated that there will be light at the end of the tunnel.